I was 3 years old the first time that I came down to Race Point Beach. I remember going for a walk with my mom down the beach and just the pounding surf. I was a little bit afraid of it at first. Since we started beach buggying in 1958, there is not one single summer that I have not been on the beach up until this present summer. 63 years down on the beach. Yeah. The very first visit down on the beach at the beginning of each season, you kind of look to the left and the right till you see what happened to the beach through the winter time and the springtime. You notice the dunes, are they steeper or more shallow? Is the beach built up? Is it very wide or is it more narrow? Where's the high tide mark? Where should I park my camper? How far back? You do take an inventory. So my first night on the beach, I have a traditional dinner. I always have caprese salad and a glass of red wine and watch the sunset. You don't always sleep well that first night. You're getting used to the sounds of the ocean that close to you again. And then the second day is lovely. You wake up to the sound of the ocean and you're on the beach for the whole day. After a few days on the beach, you do develop a rhythm. I will wake up early and I will make sure that I see the sunrise, and you get dressed in your bathing suit right away and slather with sunscreen head to toe. I read a lot of books when I'm down on the beach. Go for walks looking for sea glass and shells. Go swimming as much as we can, as shallow as we can because of the shark issue now. If it's a nice night, more often than not, we sit outside and build a fire. People are surprised that it's the middle of August and we're sitting around a fire, but you're in sweatshirts and long pants by that time. And if it's not a nice night, then we visit each other's campers and play card games or dice games or just talk. So that's the rhythm of the days after day down there. I absolutely love my camper. I call my camper my suite on wheels. There are times when I am at home here, and if I just want to feel removed from whatever might be going on, I'll take a cup of tea out to my camper and sit in my camper and read a book and just be distanced from real life for a little bit. Our very first camper was a hand-me-down from my mom and dad, and then as we added children to the family, we needed a little bit more sleeping space, so we bought another camper. And then as the kids were getting older and it was more just me going down, we got a third camper, which lasted for about 15, 20 years or so, and now I'm on my fourth camper. I have pictures of all three of my children in the camper catching their first fish. I have pictures of my mom and dad, my brother and sister, my nieces and nephews, and my grandkids down on the beach. So almost everything in my camper is either blue or aqua or a beige kind of sandy color, because that's how I like to roll. I know the sounds. I know the lights. I wake up in the middle of the night when a certain sound happens and it's like, up. Time to do this, time to do that. Oh, the fridge went out, time to relight the fridge. Oh, that's the hot water heater turning on. I know these things. I have been a teacher for 30 years. I was with Head Start program for a number of years, and then I went into public school in the town that I live in. So this is the first summer that I've been on the beach since I have been retired. In years past, I always brought down all kinds of school things, lesson plans to prep out and seating charts to be made and classroom management things to do. And that's what I would work on between like the hours of 10 and 2 when the sun was strongest and I couldn't sit outside. I'd be in the shade or in my camper working on all of those things. So this is the first summer and not doing prep work down on the beach. I read books a lot more this summer because I had a lot more time that was dedicated to me rather than my job. I came home on September 18th. I was down there for exactly 1 month, longest stay I've ever been down there. We went through two hurricanes. Hurricane Henri kind of petered out, wasn't anything like they said it was going to be. When the second hurricane came through, it was much worse than it was predicted to be. They predicted 30 to 35 mile an hour winds, which that's no big deal. That's like a northeast storm down on the beach, and we've been through that many, many times before. However, they recorded gusts of up to 71 miles per hour out on Race Point beachfront. We made a mistake. We should have left the beach that night. The wind was horrible. My camper was rocking. It is the most scared I've ever been in my whole life down there on the beach, and I was alone. Bigger motorhomes than I felt that they might tip over, so it was scary. It was really scary. Because of the high tides and the wind, we had moved our campers back to the edge of the dune, so our campers were parked on a slant, and because of that and the wind blowing, it felt on occasion with a few gusts that we might tip over. The next day when we came outside, we were actually shoveling about a foot of sand off of some of our beach chairs that we had left outside and coolers and things like that that got covered because the waves and the sand came up so high. The very next day, the wind died down quite a bit. The water was all churned up. There was a lot of seaweed and stuff mixed in it. But in the second day after, it was just beautiful. Clear blue skies, not a cloud to be seen. The breezes had died down, and we moved the campers back down on the beach and got back to our regular routines.